It's a pretty universal question. Where's the loo? It's usually preceded by, excuse me. New Zealand photographer and teacher Chris Mickelson has been travelling the world taking photos of toilet door signs and has a fascination for how different cultures treat the idea of the public toilet. He's photographed examples in over 49 countries, and it's all come together in a new, what I assume is a coffee table book, or perhaps even one to keep in the loo. Or by the loo. It's called Where's the Loo? Toilet Signs from Around the World, and it's published by Bateman Books. And Chris joins me now from his home in Hamilton. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you? Nice to talk to you.
Very good. Congratulations on the publication.
Yeah, thank you very much. It came out today, so it's very exciting.
Quite a process, I'd imagine, having a collection of photographs reproduced exactly the way you want them to be.
Yeah, like it's been, well, it's yeah, it's kind of been 6 years of kind of pulling it together and, you know, countless chats. It's definitely a process to get it finalised. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the colours and exactly how you want it to look in the book.
Yeah.
When did you start taking shots of signs on toilet doors?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a funny story. It's kind of happened by accident, really, I suppose. I suppose any kind of wave of creativity, I was out... I lived in London for quite a number of years, and I was out one night, and I was looking for the bathroom, you know, as you said at the start of the show, and I looked up, and I was like, wow, and it was the very first shot. It was a guy in a top hat and a cane, and it was just very cool and very creative, and, oh, it just captured my imagination. I was thinking, these people are genius, whoever run this establishment, because they've just, I don't know, I just thought it was cool. So I took a photo and I started a folder. And, I think I have now over 1,026 photos.
Gee,
door signs.
Did it have a companion, or was there only just one toilet?
Yes, it did. No. I always go looking for the companion photo. But, that's got me into a little bit of trouble, I'd say, over the years, too, having to talk my way out of standing in front of a woman's toilet taking photos.
Yeah. Did you begin with British toilets? That was in London. And did you then branch out and go around the UK?
Yes. No. Well, pretty much. I mean, yeah, I did. So wherever my travels would take me, I always was interested in going for a little walk around the town or the village or wherever we were. And I'd make sure that I would get a couple of photos, you know, per week, if I can do that, yeah.
Did you notice any regional variations in the UK before you went further afield?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, and I think that's the funny thing about it is, you know, the cultural roots of each country play out massively, you know, like whether it be in Scotland and the toilet door signs are wearing kilts, you know, and you're in other parts, you know, like you've got Ireland and they've got different, you know, different pictures and different things that are kind of Irish and the Welsh and London's as cool as you get. And then you head to the country and they have different country pictures of, you know, like gumboots on and all that kind of stuff. So it's very entertaining.
So you're on a mission to take toilet door signs, but did you actually go travelling in order to do that, or did you just take your camera with you?
Yeah, no, I just take my camera with me. I think that's been quite a funny question to people, you know, that I kind of flew around looking for toilet door signs, which is 100% how it was, but it was more just travelling, you know, what London's like, you know, Europe's on your doorstep and you just, so, you know, whether you're skiing or you're on a train somewhere or passing through the US airport and you kind of always, it's one thing I always look out for, definitely.
So take us to some of the countries that you visited and some of the, well, they don't have to be unusual, but just describe some of the toilet door signs that you've seen and photographed that are in the book.
Okay, well, there's some cool ones. Like, for starters, there's one in Switzerland where you're up skiing. It's actually like, I've got all my ski gear on and you're coming down the stairs generally. And, you know, in Europe, the toilet's either upstairs or downstairs, unfortunately. But so you're heading down there and they had high heels nailed to the side of the door. And they had, like, these guys' work shoes, you know, nailed to the door. So there's no kind of mistaking. But it was kind of funny because it was quite a 3D one that was kind of very clear, you know. And then Amsterdam is always an interesting place, you know, regardless if you're traveling or you're just looking at toilets or signs, but they kind of get a little bit kind of edgy, and there's kind of ropes and coconuts and different kind of stuff like that. And then
there's what? Ropes and coconuts?
That just
all in the one sign or different signs?
No, but different ones. Yeah.
Okay, so quite artistic then. People go all out depending on the locale of, you know, where you're actually dining or visiting.
They do. And I've become a little bit judgy actually on the establishment now. You know, if I head to the toilets and the toilet door signs, one of those ones they've just bought off, I don't know, you know, like the stock standard, you just go, come on, guys. Girls, I feel like you could do better than that. You know what I mean? We need to up our game here.
So. Well, there's generally two, but often there is only one. And so what do most places do when there is just one? They have just the three signs, I guess.
Well, yeah, they do. They do have three signs. And I think that's where it's quite creative as well, you know, just with two signs. Some of them just put one picture. There's one picture I've got is a guy, well, it's a person with a beard in a skirt. So they're saying it's for everyone, if you know what I mean. So
where was that?
Yeah. That was somewhere in the States.
A person with a beard in a skirt.
Yeah.
And there was only one toilet.
Yeah, there was only one toilet.
Were there any others that you were genuinely confused about which sign was for who?
Oh, you know, there's a ton of them that are just, because you're not creative, like, it's to the extreme, or, you know, and you just don't, you know, some of them, you know, one of them's triangles, so there's two triangles, and the triangles are up different ways, if you know what I mean. So then you've got to work out which is the...
Yeah, the right way up.
So you can stand there for quite a while, kind of just look staring at the wall as well, thinking,
Your line's a little bit hard for us to hear at the moment, Chris. We're just having difficulty hearing your line, but getting most of it. So
okay.
That sounds a bit better. So outside of human figures, what other motifs were used?
You know, like a lot of symbols, like the classic symbols, the chromosome symbols, you know, and good pictures, you know, just written boys and girls on the side of the wall. Oh, I mean, quite funny one, just toilet seat up or toilet seat down, you know.
So, yeah, but that's not going to tell you which one to use, is it, really?
Well, yeah, it all depends, isn't it? And another one, which I'm still trying to work out which one it was, it has blah in the middle of one door, and then the other door has blah 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 blah, meaning
stop it.
One of the people talk a lot, so I'm not really sure which one it is.
That's very typecast, I have to say. Got a text here for you, Chris. This says, hi, Karen. On the doors of a Kaikoura pub are written sperm whales on the gents and right whales on the women's toilets. Don't quite get that.
That's brilliant. And another one I got sent the other day from my friend at Waiheke Beach. He said there was he was at a race meeting, you know, like for cars, and one said pistons and one said cylinders. You know, so people are very creative with them, aren't they?
So how long did it take you to take all of these photographs? And you're obviously taking them still, but this first collection.
Well, yeah, I am. Yep, I took some just the other day. Oh, like 6 years I've been taking photos. Yeah, on this folder that I had. And I think why I decided to do a book really was because I would show these photos at, say, dinner parties or to people, and people would be passing the phone around and just laughing, really, at just, you know, how cute it is and how funny it is and how all that kind of stuff. So I thought, oh, there has to be more to this, really, you know. So that's where the idea of the book came out.
I've seen some of the shots, so they're wonderful. And there's a gallery up on the night's show page on RNZ if people would like
to have
a look at them, because it's really great, obviously, to see them, because that's what the book's about. It's a picture book. What about animals? Yep. Do they appear on toilets?
Yes. There is, you know, for dog lovers, there's dog ones, and then for horse lovers, there's like one that's like fillies and you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of animal ones. And I think that's what I enjoy. Like, people definitely go with what their interests are and, you know, take it from there, really. I mean, everyone loves a dog, don't they? And a cat. Very cute.
So the dog is the male, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I see. How does that work when it could be the female?
Well, I don't... Well, no, but that's the beauty of this whole thing. It's just open to interpretation, and I think that most of the people, you know, I'd say most of us end up in the wrong, you know, in the wrong one anyway. You know, I've seen a lot of people in my time walk into the guys or the girls, you know, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's becoming vaguer with time, isn't it? You know, it's becoming vaguer.
I always get very confused with those stick figures, and one's got pants on and one's got a skirt, and I think, oh, which one am I supposed to go into?
Yeah, I know, exactly. No.
Stand there staring at it for a while. Oh, that's right. Whoever put this sign up thinks I'm wearing a skirt. Right.
Yeah. No, I know, exactly. And I do wonder what they are going to be like in the future, you know, these toilet door signs. You know,
yeah, I wonder if they'll be changing
with the times.
Changing now. Yeah. They could be changing now, and that'll give you a whole other book to look into.
Well, yeah, and it's funny too, because I have people who send them to me as well. Like, now that people start noticing them, they're like, it's hard to unnotice. So I do get them sent, like, from around the place. People, hey, I found a great one today, and they send it over, which is...
Yeah, that's going to happen to all of us who are listening to this. We're going to be looking at the signs on toilet doors for a little while, at least, anyway. Yeah. Not like you, because it sounds like it's going to be a lifetime obsession.
Well, obsession or a curse now, because I can't really unsee it, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, it's hard to not notice.
I started out by saying that this would be a coffee table book, but it really is something you could put on a stool in the toilet, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
To read.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Not to use.
Well, the pun there, nice. No, I think definitely a coffee table book would be something. It's certainly not, you'd sit down and kind of read it cover to cover, but it's just something worth a laugh, yeah.
Flick through it, right.
Yeah, and exactly.
Some establishments would have some quite fancy toilet signs, I imagine, on the toilet doors. Did you find a higher calibre of toilet sign anywhere? Any particular establishment?
You've got the casino in Monte Carlo, and you know these kind of places where they have. It's all got like LED lights built into this thing that comes off the wall. This element seen there. Signs, which is these metal kind of fixtures that come well up the wall so you can see them walk away. So they're all kind of different, you know, there's metal ones and wood ones, and some come off the wall, some light up. Some signs are projected onto the floor
when
people walk past.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is that like clubs or something?
Yeah, clubs or like if you go to Japan and stuff, they're quite techy with the way they... You know, it's true, their signs, so, yeah.
And did you go into the toilet you felt you should be in? I mean, did you go and have a look and see what the toilet was like?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's always something interesting. You know, whether you're in Europe and you're getting charged for it or you're around the place, but, you know, they're very similar. I mean, even, you know, when I was in Uganda and doing a few things in Africa, it's funny, I've got a few pictures of there where there's just massive spray paint on a wall with a toilet roll, you know, put on top of the vent, you know,
and that was it.
To go.
Yeah, what was the most basic one that you came across?
Oh, probably that one, or in India. I've been to India many times. There's some very, very basic kind of, you know, signs, and you've got to kind of work out. But, you know, right through Europe even, there's some that just have MBF. It's kind of one of Scrabble. It's M3, the N, and the little F.
Oh, having difficulty hearing you again, Chris. Did you say Scrabble?
Yeah, so the Scrabble pieces, so, you know, like M3, I think it is M3, and then Scrabble, it's F2. I thought that was quite cute, too. You know, they'd put, like, just a little Scrabble piece on the wall.
I think that F you get 4 points for F, don't you, in Scrabble?
I'm not sure.
And people texting to say that my use of the word stall in your sentence was very ambiguous. I didn't mean it like that at all. So I guess you get a whole lot of toilet jokes too, do you?
I certainly don't want to be known as the toilet guy, but it's definitely something.
You're the toilet door guy.
That's that sign guy, yes, toilet art.
Yeah, toilet art, that's right. And I hear that you've got a theory that our toilets here in New Zealand are cleaner than some of the equivalents in the UK.
Oh, definitely, you know. I mean, it may just be the amount of people that pass through these ones compared to those ones over there. But definitely, I think New Zealand could get a bit creative. Maybe I need to put a challenge out there to different establishments. It'd be quite good to get a movement, you know. It seems like everyone's got a movement these days, so maybe we can start a toilet door movement.
There's another ambiguous word there, Chris. Yes. So where's the loo? Toilet signs from around the world. As I said when we started also, it must be great having a collection of photographs reproduced, but I think I'd be very nervous about whether the colours were exactly as I wanted them, you know, exactly as the shot was from an artistic perspective of the shot.
Yeah, like, I mean, that was the hard thing in the end too. It was because a lot of them say were shot on the phone and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of that.
Oh, were they? Okay.
Yeah. So, well, not all of them, but a lot of them were just shot with the iPhone, which is quite brilliant these days. But
Oh, that's fantastic. So you just needed your phone. You didn't actually have camera with you.
I didn't need one of the lenses and batteries and memory card slot and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, a lot of the time. So.
Did you have trouble pitching the book when you took it around to different publishers?
Well, not really. I was wondering what to do, so I just put a PowerPoint presentation together and sent it off to, I suppose, like 15 different publishers, just in the hope of something came back. And I had about 6 or 7 come back interested.
Gee, that's good.
I'm doing something
in New Zealand.
Yeah, I know, which was fair.
There's only about 6 or 7 max, aren't there?
Yeah. Oh, there's a few more than that, but yeah. No, so I had some quite cool conversations. That was interesting. I was like, wow, maybe it's easier than we think. You know, like, I don't know, I just think sometimes people think I could never do that. But actually, if you have an idea and you just follow through, you know, maybe it's not that far away.
Yes, I wonder if yours is the only book in the world that's published on toilet door signs. Do you know whether it is or not?
Well, I haven't seen anything. I've had a good look around. There's definitely other books on toilet. I know The Lonely Planet have a book on, like, interesting toilets around the world, like different things like that. But I haven't seen, like, signage or anything like that. I know there's other books on different types of signage, but, you know, it's a very niche market.
It is, but it's obviously struck a chord and people are enjoying. So tell me, how much does your book cost if we wanted to go and buy it?
It's $24.99.
That's not too bad. And how many illustrations do we get to look at?
I haven't counted them exactly, but I've got a good feeling. I mean, it's 200 something pages, so there's, it's a hardcover. It's a great book. I'd say there's about 600-700 kind of pictures in there, and they've all got a caption, which was an attempt of, say, either humour or something kind of smart to say under each picture. So,
oh yes, I was going to ask that. Great. So you've got a little idea of where the sign was,
and
a little blurb underneath
where
them.
It's from or something like that. Yeah. That's right.
Oh well, fantastic. Well, great to talk to you tonight, and once again, congratulations on the publication.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's brilliant.
And good luck with it.
Cheers. Thank you.
That's New Zealand photographer and teacher Chris Mickelson, and his book is called Where's the Loo? Toilet Signs from Around the World, published by Bateman Books.